AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane Milton is changing President Biden's travel plans.
I'm canceling my trip to Germany and to Africa. I'm going to try to work those out later, but I just don't think I can be out of the country at this time.
Hurricane Milton has lost strength a bit, but is still a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico.
Could be one of the worst storms in 100 years in Florida. And continued efforts on Hurricane Helene. I directed this team to do everything it can to save lives and our communities, help our communities before, during, and after these extreme weather events. And that's being done.
The same areas that are in the path of Milton are still recovering from Helene. Some people are evacuating ahead of Milton. Tommy Hall and his family are getting sandbags. They are staying put.
We've done been through a couple hurricanes.
We
try to prepare. We got two generators. We got water. We got gas. We got food. And I work at Lowe's, so I always talk to people at Lowe's, give me an idea of what we need to do and what not to do. So we try to stay prepared.
Milton Center could come ashore tomorrow night in the Tampa Bay area. A former New York City official has been charged with witness tampering and destroying evidence in a federal investigation that led to Mayor Eric Adams' bribery indictment. The arrest came as more high-profile officials depart from Adams' administration. Hezbollah's acting leader says even more Israelis will be displaced as the militant group extends its rocket fire deeper into Israel. In a defiant statement, acting leader Sheikh Naim Qassem says Hezbollah's capabilities are still intact despite weeks of heavy Israeli airstrikes. A decade after Flint, Michigan's water crisis raised alarms about the dangers of lead in tap water, President Biden is setting a 10-year deadline for cities to replace lead pipes and make drinking water safe for all people. This is AP News. More than a dozen states and D.C. are suing TikTok,
alleging the app harms youth mental health by designing its platform to be addictive to kids. The lawsuits stem from a national investigation into TikTok by a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general from many states, including New York. Meanwhile, a federal law based on security concerns is still hanging over TikTok, which could ban it in the U.S. if its China-based parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell the platform by mid-January. The company is appealing. Julie Walker, New York.
It rarely rains in the Sahara Desert. A rare deluge left blue lagoons of water amid the palm trees and the sand dunes, nourishing some of the most drought-stricken regions with more water than many had seen in decades. One area in Morocco got close to 4 inches of rain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.